just use the chat feature or the raise your hand icon. We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Rob. How are you, buddy?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your team. A really impressive performance Saturday, shutting out Elon 21-0. What did you like most about the way your team played?
Well, I thought our guys came out ready. It's our third home game and our third bad weather game. So it's been interesting, to say the least, that what we've been playing from. We haven't had much crowd due to the fact of the weather, but our defense was flying to the football, playing very physical, as I've said before in some previous weeks. We obviously got the run game going. We had a number of players that were able to, you know, share the wealth in the running game and so on. And just a good overall performance through all three phases of the game. So pleased with how our team showed up that day and how they competed on the field.
First question this morning from Mark Narducci. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Mark. Mark, in all your time at Villanova, with the numbers and everything, does this rank as one of the better defensive efforts you've had?
Yeah, I think it does. I don't recall the last time we ran the ball that well and then played the defense the same way in the same game. I'm sure there's some games where, you know, statistically it may have been similar, but none that I can remember in the, you know, not so distant past. So, yeah, it was exciting to see our guys. They were gang tackling. They were making plays down the field and really, really great, solid defensive performance. So really pleased with Coach Pennypacker and our staff on that side of the ball, the plan they put together, and obviously for our players to understand it, go out and execute it at that level was good to see.
Mark, you had talked earlier in the year about the freshman Ragland, who you said you gave him some games. You have up to four games to decide about redshirting him. But after what he did, you know, the other day, do you envision him, you know, playing the rest of the season here?
We'll take that week by week, still see how it goes. He's only played a couple so far, so he and Jabril Mace, the other freshman who actually got in the game as well,
right,
still have some wiggle room before we get to that four-game, you know, decision, I guess. But as long as TD and Jalen and D Will stay healthy, then we'll have to wait and see, you know what I mean, Mark? So we'll see how it goes. But D Will wasn't able to go this past weekend. So instead of having TD and Jalen do everything, we figured we'd give the freshmen the opportunities. And, you know, Isaiah obviously took advantage of the opportunities that he was provided on Saturday.
Well, Mark, it's kind of like the midway part of the season. Could you talk about, like, what you've liked the most about the team and what you'd like to see improvement on after the bye week?
Like I said early, I think we're playing pretty good fundamental football. We're playing very physical right now on both sides of the ball and in our special teams. So I like that aspect of things. Guys are coming together. I think this team has a pretty good bond. I think we have pretty good maturity. We do have some older guys, so that has helped. Some things I'd like to work on, we haven't gotten a turnover in 3 weeks. We did get one on special teams at A&T, but other than that, we haven't really created turnovers, and we've given up a few too many. So I'd like to clean that up and finish drives. Some of the turnovers are happening in the plus side of the field. So I'd like to not turn the ball over and at least get field goal or finish the drives with touchdowns. So I guess that's an area for room of improvement. But each week we just want to get a little better from 1 week to the next. And I think we've done that as of late. So hopefully that'll continue as we get out of this bye and head into the game versus Stony Brook for our homecoming game.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark, I know you've touched on it, but the numbers you've put up on defense the last 2 weeks, I think the A&T was sitting on two first downs late in the third quarter 2 weeks ago. And then Elon has five first downs for the entire game. Not that your defense wasn't solid over the first few weeks of the season, but what has been the biggest difference over the last 2 weeks? Because those are ridiculous numbers.
Yeah, I don't know really what the difference is, Rob. Like I said, I've been saying week in and week out, I think we've been playing physical and we have pretty good speed on that side of the ball. Maybe it's just, you know, being a little more focused and, you know, playing better assignment football. you know, and getting more hats to the ball. That's some of the things we've been emphasizing in practice. However, we do emphasize turnovers as well, and we haven't gotten any of those. But and we rotate a lot of guys through. So, and we haven't played in the last two games a lot of plays. So I think the opportunity to stay fresh, you know, as opposed to keeping them on the field and maybe wearing down a little bit. So it could be a combination of all those things, but I do like the way they're playing. They're playing faster, flying to the football. And I think this past week we only played 40 some odd plays, and at A&T was only 40 plays. So if you can control the ball on offense and keep the defense off the field, obviously when they do get on the field, maybe they're just a step faster and a little more aggressive because they're a little more well-rested.
Offensively, you're up 7-0. You score on the first drive, and obviously it's tough weather condition, but you make the decision there to go for it on 4th and 1 from midfield, and TD busted for 50 yards to make it 14-0. What went into that call at that point of the game, and what did you see something at that point that you thought you could break loose on?
No, not really. I mean, you always hope you can break loose on all of them, but
yeah,
no, fourth and one. Midfield range plus 45 range, we're going to go for it. We're not going to punt it there. We obviously can't kick a field goal from there. Just an opportunity to try to keep the drive going. You know, whenever you can pop a big one and get the score, that's an added bonus. But, you know, we feel we had a lot of confidence in the guys up front, obviously confidence in our running backs that we can get a yard. So we're going to go for more 4th and 1s than not, I guess, is what I would say.
How good has your offensive line here been in the last couple of weeks with the number of running yards that you've been able to pile up? And especially on a day like Saturday, when, you know, with the way the weather was, passing probably wasn't going to be something you were going to do a lot of.
Well, we have a lot of experience up front. We talked about that. Our youngest guys been in our program for a solid 3 years. So they've been playing together for a while. You know, they're aggressive. You know, our left guard, Corby, he looks to finish blocks. We have pretty good size up front, and, you know, and it always starts up front. It always starts with the line, but then I think our running backs have been fairly physical and able to break some, you know, arm tackles at the point of attack as well. So it's been great to see our guys, and they're not on their heels. You know, they like the aggressive style of play when they have the opportunity to come off the ball as opposed to sitting back in pass protection all day long. So I know they're excited about, you know, the run game right now. And I think we got some guys that can also get out in front of some plays on some pulling situations and do some good blocks down the field on linebackers and safeties and so on. So linemen will tell you all the time, having coached it for a number of years, they'd much rather, you know, be able to be a little more aggressive and run block as opposed to, like I said, letting the defensive line pin your ears back and have to pass protect all day. So actually worked out in our favor this past weekend, and hopefully that trend can continue as we move forward.
Defensively, I know there's been a lot of guys that have contributed to the effort, but Brennan Bell's been a guy who consistently over the last several weeks has been the top tackle guy. And while the numbers aren't huge, because you guys haven't been out there for many plays, just maybe talk about the stretch that he's had for you.
Yeah, Brennan's been a great addition. He had a good year last year, and Hartzell obviously is the middle linebacker, and he's the one who kind of leads the things there in that second level. But Brennan's a really good athlete. He has good speed. He can run. He can transition. He's a good blitzer. You know, some guys just have a little bit of a knack for that. Some guys, you know, when they blitz, they really never get home because they just don't have the elusiveness, but he's good at blitzing as well. And he can chase it down the field. He played some quarterback in high school. So he's a good athlete, and he understands the game. And, you know, it's just good to see him flying around and making the plays he's making. So he's had some sacks when we bring him on the blitz. He's been able to do some things in coverage and obviously, you know, does a good job tackling in the open field. So Brennan's having a really good year, and we're excited to see that for him as well.
As you touched on at the start, you guys head into the bye week. When you're playing the way that you guys have played the last couple of weeks, do you wish you could keep on rolling this Saturday, or is this a good time to take a little break before the stretch run?
You always talk about that, right? You think you have momentum, you don't want to break it, but I think this bye is coming at a good time. You know, our guys have been a little banged up. Some guys are playing through some things. As I mentioned to you, you know, we didn't have D. Will this past weekend, but we will have him a week from now because he probably could have gone. We just didn't want to risk it knowing we had the bye. So let's give him a solid 2 weeks to have him recover a little bit. And then, you know, Ethan Potter didn't play this past weekend, so he should be back. So in you can't schedule it. You know, it comes when it comes. But right now, I think this is coming at a pretty good time, to be honest.
All right. Thanks for the time today. Enjoy the bye, and we'll talk again next week.
So great, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Once again,